the room that this is a meeting of the delegations, three delegations working group of the CCNSO. If you were expecting this session to be something else, you're wrong, or you're in the wrong room. This session is scheduled to run from 3:30 till 5. We'll try and actually get through what we have in reasonable time and hopefully finish at 5 or before. For those who don't know me, my name's Keith Davidson. I'm the chair of the Delegations 3 Delegations Working Group. To my left is Bernie Turcotte, who's been contracted by ICANN to support this working group in its research work. And to his left is Bart Boswinkle, who I think everyone in the room will know, who's also contracted by ICANN, looking after CCNSO policy issues, amongst other things. I thought I'd do a brief introduction to our where the group is at and present the third progress report of the working group, and then hand on to Bernie to walk us through the individual final or draft final reports on retirements, delegations and redelegations with the consent of the incumbent operator. Next slide, please, Bernie. So the presentation, we'll run through the mandate of the working group, the third progress report, and then on to the various final reports, and then give you the planned roadmap from here to San Francisco ICANN, which should see the completion of the work of this working group. Next slide, please. The working group, as many of you who've been following this process will know, was established by the CCNSO Council to look at issues of the delegations, redelegations and retirements of CCTLDs with a view to recommending whether or not there should be a policy development process undertaken by the CCNSO. The working group has completed a large tranche of work which we reported on previously, researching the relevant policies, procedures and guidelines applicable to delegations, redelegations and retirements, and looked at the policies RFC 1591, ICP 1, News Memo 1 and the GAC principles that were enforced at the time, either the 2000 or the 2005 GAC principles. Our view was that there was no substantial rift or difference between those policies, procedures and guidelines. We then researched all ICANN, all public documents that ICANN had made available on every delegation, redelegation and retirement of a CCTLD since the inception of ICANN, and we reported the outcomes of those to you in Brussels. We then divided our work into four separate areas to concentrate our final pieces of work on, and so we looked at retirements, delegations, redelegations with the consent of the incumbent operator and redelegations without the consent of the incumbent operator as four separate lines of work. We've completed three final draft reports for consideration here, and the working group's made very good progress in terms of the fourth final report, which is on the redelegations without the incumbent operator's consent, and I think we have almost reached consensus, if not reached consensus, on that document, but it was just not quite in time to publicise it for here. But I might preempt the work of the working group and suggest that the recommendations from that final redelegations report will probably match the consent redelegations recommendations. Okay, and remembering the scope of this working group was to look at these issues and was not to look at any of the issues relating to the contract between the US government and IANA, and this group was not empowered to actually develop policy. It's merely to recommend back to the CCNSO as to whether or not policy is required. And next slide, please. Okay. And the third progress report has been online for about 10 days now, and it includes the summary of recommendations from the retirement delegation and redelegation with consent reports. It just again reviews the process that we've been through, summarises the detailed reports on each of those topics. And working ahead, the working group believes it should be able to finish its work and wrap up at the San Francisco IGN meeting. Next slide, please. And at this point, I'll hand over to Bernie to walk us through the individual final draft reports.
Thank you, sir. Hello, everyone. All right. On our first up on our plate here is the final report on the retirement of CCTLDs. We'll be looking at the issues and then the recommendations. The issues, as they are presented here, are taken straight out of the full report on the retirement of CCTLDs. First up, there is no meaningful policy regarding the retirement of CCTLDs. The three instances of retirement seem insufficient to properly frame such a critical activity. So really, if you go through RFC 1591, you go through ICP1, you go through News Memo 1, you go through the IANA documentation on the delegation, redelegation of CCTLDs, there is nothing anywhere that is official about how you retire a CCTLD. That's basically it. There's also significant divergence between the approach to the retirement of .tp and .yu. There was a statement by Peter Dengate Trush, that was a then director and not chair, of regarding the 2007 .yu decisions. Oh, I'm glad Mandy's online. Which was really about signifying to the board that when you're taking policy-like decisions, that given the CCNSO exists, this should be the remit of the CCNSO. Continuing on the main issues for the retirement of CCTLDs, September 2009 board minutes relating to extending the period for the retiring of .yu, because there was an initial period given and then it was extended. The people who were running .ru asked that this be included in the report, and really it is. Furthermore, whereas RNIDS has asked ICANN for better guidance for the future on how the process of retiring country code top level domains should be conducted in the form of clear and transparent rules. So you don't need to read too far between the lines on that one to get the main gist of what's going on. And this is from people who were living through this. The issue of what happens if the manager is not in agreement with retiring a CCTLD that is no longer listed as an active ISO 3166-1 code is not addressed. Application of the practices seems inconsistent when considering the .su and .tp cases which have been removed from the active ISO list for years. And the recommendation on this one is rather simple and was not the subject of great discussion. The DRDWG recommends that the CCNSO undertake a PDP on the retirement of CCTLDs. I've removed the whereases and the reasons for supporting that in the recommendation section. It's nicely written. We all worked on it, and it's fun to read if you're into that kind of stuff, and I will encourage you to go read the reports, but the bottom line is this is what it says. Given the subjects are kind of different, I'll take questions per block. So if there's a question on the retirement of CCTLDs, I'll take them now. Fabulous. Okay. moving right along. You have to stay awake. There's going to be a test after, okay? You don't get to go out unless you pass. Final report on the delegation of CCTLDs. What are some of the issues that we came up after analyzing every single delegation ICANN has done over the last 10 years? Failure to consistently follow established policies, processes, and procedures. Lack of predictability in the application of current rules and procedures to the delegation of CCTLDs. There's a rather large question of the applicability of ICP1 for many people. This issue is longer, which is why I've got the three dots there, but essentially focuses on no publicly documented process or procedure for updating IANA processes and procedures that apply to CCTLDs. And what we've seen in the past is radical changes to the rules that apply to CCTLDs being listed on the IANA site without any warning whatsoever. It's just, boom, here it is. IANA reports need to be clear on what has been provided for community support, how it has been evaluated, and if it meets the requirements or not. And this is one of the problems. If you go through the history of the IANA reports on delegations and redelegations and retirements, is that they're highly variable in format over the years. Given certain segments of time, they try and be consistent. But again, there's no rhyme or reason given as to why the format changes ever. And B, the amount of information that's provided is also highly variable. I mean, in some cases, we get the full pedigree, and it's very clear, straightforward, and you read it, and you go, yes, this decision makes sense. And in some other cases, you read it, and you go, what did I miss? And you read it again, and you come back with the same answer, and it's odd. The thing we have to remember is the IANA reports are an edited version of what's provided to the board, and we take that up in the next report also, is that there are no rules or guidelines about how these things are edited either. So we don't know what we get. It was also fairly strong viewpoint of just about everyone that there are inconsistencies in the terminology. Over the years, the terms that have been used to describe CCTLD managers and operators has varied significantly. And the one thing that is unanimous is everyone really hates the term sponsoring organization and doesn't understand what it means. And I think we're not alone in that. So, what have we got? We've got a really long recommendation, and it's the same one for the next report, so I will actually go through it slowly, and then I'll ask if there are questions. And there are four parts. The working group have conducted research on the ICANN decisions relating to delegations and redelegations of CCTLDs, and believe the research highlights decisions made that contain elements of inconsistent application of policies, guidelines, and procedures, and on occasions that ICANN decisions have been based on criteria not included in the relevant policies, guidelines, and procedures. The decisions of the ICANN board should be logical and predictable. Although elements of this report support a recommendation for the CCNSO to undertake a PDP, that's a policy development process, this working group notes the considerable time requirement to develop a PDP, along with the urgent need to provide clarification of various issues and procedures within ICANN, and therefore, for reasons of expediency, efficiency, effectiveness, and flexibility, recommends a two-step process to the CCNSO Council. The working group recommends that as a first step, the CCNSO Council undertake the development of a framework of interpretation, and we're still discussing the name, by the way, for the delegation of CCTLDs. This framework should provide a clear guide to IANA and the ICANN board on interpretations of the current policies, guidelines, and procedures relating to the delegations of CCTLDs. The results of the use of such a framework of interpretation should be formally monitored and evaluated by the CCNSO Council after a predetermined period. If the results of this evaluation indicate that the framework of interpretation failed to provide logical and predictable outcomes in ICANN decision-making, the CCNSO Council should then launch a PDP on the delegations of CCTLDs. full stop. So this sort of closes off the delegation part of the reports. I don't know if there are any questions. Yes?
Debbie.
Gabby has one.
Where's I put it down?
Right, thank you. Hi, Bernie. Eric Brenner Williams.
Hi, Eric.
Can you summarize what parts of ICP 1 are not applicable in the view of a portion of the working group?
Pardon me?
Do you want me to do that? I think probably the major issue that has been of concern to the CCTLD community has been the requirement for contracts between ICANN and the CCTLD operator, which still remains a requirement in ICP1, but is not actually enforced by ICANN. As an example, do you want further?
Well, that was in a ring.
Yeah.
I want something substantive in there.
Oh. Yes, the requirement for a delegation holder to be an organisation rather than an individual, there's several and several issues, and they're highlighted in the first research project that we did.
Yeah.
I just wanted to mention that the zone transfer requirement is in ICP1 and it's not applied.
Just to add on to that, probably foremost at the top of the list is that in the header of ICP1, if you read, it says that this is just a restatement of existing policies and there is no changes in policies. And I think after quite a detailed analysis, we proved that wrong. There are several significant changes of policy in ICP1. Therefore, you're starting off a bit on the wrong foot. And if there are several significant policy changes, these were simply, again, magically dropped on the universe as a fait accompli because there were no changes. But there were changes. So that's just the beginning of it. We actually, if you go to the, we don't need to take all the afternoon, the stuff is all written up in great detail. Probably the biggest part of it will be in the unapproved redelegation report, which is not out there yet. But there's a couple of pages on that that goes into quite a bit of detail. You've got a good piece of it in the approved by the operator redelegation report, but you need to go to the unapproved one for the full picture. I hope that answers your question. Yes? Okay. Nigel?
No, I'm handing out the microphone.
Any other questions? Okay. So that concludes delegations, and now we get into some of the more interesting stuff, redelegation of CCTLDs with the consent of the incumbent operator. Issues. Lack of fair and consistent application of ICANN bylaws applying to minutes of board meetings, which is an interesting one. Failure to consistently follow established policies, processes, and procedures. Lack of predictability in the application of current rules and procedures for the redelegation of CCTLDs. Applicability of ICP1. There is no publicly documented process or procedure for updating IANA processes and procedures. We went through that in the previous one. Interpretation of consent by IANA's own admission is highly variable depending on a number of factors, including culture, and the immediate physical security of the CCTLD manager. Definition required for what constitutes significantly interested parties and community support. Again, this is another terminology issue because internet community support has morphed over the years into several versions without any consultation to the community. The recommendation is essentially the same as the one we've read previously, except we substitute the word redelegation where there was delegation, given this applies to redelegations. I'll take questions on redelegations with consent of the incumbent operator at this point. Going once, going twice. Ah. We have a taker.
Bernie, can you give a sense of just how inconsistent these application of quote policies unquote were with, these are cases where everybody's in agreement and they still can't be consistent from one to the next. How widely divergent were they?
Well, just to pick on my favorite one is internet community support. And I don't have to do any interpretation. It got bad enough that in one of the redelegations, one of the directors abstained and had his abstention, the reasons for his abstention registered in the minutes, saying, you know, there are formal requirements in all the rules when you redelegate to have local community support, whatever we call it, since it's morphed over the years. And that obviously there was none in this case, and how could the board approve the redelegation? And we've seen this high degree of variability of the local community support guideline be, you know, go from, if you look at it from all the redelegation reports over the 10 or so years, it went from the early days, you absolutely needed local community support, and if you had government support, it was kind of good. Then we went into a small period where you sort of needed both, to the current application where you need government support, and if you get local community support, it's a bonus. So you sort of get bonus points. And so this is a significant shift, yet the policies themselves, the words, have remained exactly the same from RFC 1591 to ICP-1. So it creates enough of a conundrum that the board in April, when approving the last batch of IDN CCTLDs, actually requested that the CCNSO provide feedback on what local community support means. And all of this is documented in the full report if you want to have a look. So that's just one example, but that's the biggest one. Going, gone. All right, over back to you, sir. Road to San Francisco.
Okay. Goodness me, we're going to finish well ahead of time the way we're going. I think probably just to add a comment to Bernie's discussions, and that's the stumbling block that the working group is currently facing is on the that's a harsh word. The working group is looking at the issue of consent and what might constitute consent, as in holding a gun to someone's head probably means they're under duress rather than consenting to something. And so to try and capture that definition and incorporate it into at least one of our reports, and it probably would fit quite tidily in the without consent redelegation report. So we've got a little bit of work to do there. So if anyone has any ideas on that concept of consent and informed consent, please feel free to fire those thoughts to the working group or to myself for consideration. Okay.
Could I actually rephrase that and say we'd actively solicit that?
If you want to be so bold. Thank you. What's your email address again, Nigel?
DRDWG.
Thank you, Nigel. And now we're moving on to the roadmap to San Francisco. The working group will, I think, this side of Christmas potentially finish its work on the without consent redelegation report. The working group is meeting on Thursday afternoon here at ICANN to take advantage of the people, the members of the working group who are here. So you're welcome to attend that session, and it may be the session that concludes this report. What we will seek to do, having split the reports into the four discrete themes of retirements, delegations, free delegations, friendly and hostile, is to rebuild those four discrete items into a single final report so that we can draw that report together for a final round of consultation, open consultation. Gosh, I thought we got rid of the word spring of 2011. Spring can be... depends what part of the world you're in, Bernie. Certainly in the first quarter of 2011, and then presenting the final integrated report to the CCNSO Council in San Fran in June. Okay. Actually, no, that doesn't sound right. San Fran's in March. It must be the meeting after San Fran in June. Okay, so that's our roadmap, and I think we'll probably still finish our work ahead of the initial schedule set by the CCNSO. We've conducted all our meetings as open meetings. We've met frequently by teleconference in between ICANN meetings, and we've tried to encourage as much input and participation. These three reports are now online. There are around 150 pages of reading, but don't let that discourage you because it's fascinating reading. So please, if you have comments or input, please let us have them. Links, there's links to the progress report and the three completed or final draft reports. And this presentation is actually on the CCNSO agenda, so you can follow those links through there if you like. Before I close, are there any final questions, comments?
Has that all been done in a closed room, or have there been, let's say, responses already, especially by ICANN? To your report, I mean.
No, the meetings are the face-to-face ICANN meetings. The meetings have all been open, and on the working group we have some ICANN. Advisors or IANA advisors to the working group, including Kim Davies and Jaap Akkerhuis, and we also have two GAC representatives observing, Suzanne Sen and Jayantha Fernando. So no, nothing is done in closed, other than teleconferences. You can't really open them up to total public participation. We also go through an iterative process of never making a final binding decision on one call because of the time differences that apply. So we stagger our meetings by 8 hours each time to allow full opportunity to participate and make a decision over at least two meetings, and sometimes much longer than that. Yep. And tomorrow there's an open GAC CCNSO joint meeting, and this is one of the two or three topics on the agenda for that session. Any other questions? Any observations? Any going once, going twice? Thank you all for coming along. We must be doing something right to not have any real vocalisation from the audience. But so we'll take your stunned silence as agreement and assent with what we're doing. Thank you all for your attendance. In fact, I'll add an email address for you to contact the three of us.